Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. Thank you for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widow Ministry talk show. This is Mary Hollis, your host. This is going to be an abbreviated talk show tonight, but I hope that you will enjoy the moment. The next chapter, the purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, 1 Timothy 5:3. Our ministry is going to be 13 years old this year. And it's amazing how God brings us, how he can bring us through things. Many of you could not understand when you lost your spouse, that it's probably been 1 year for some, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, on and on. And you couldn't understand at that particular time, how was I going to get through this time in my life? I can't understand why I am here at this time in my life without a mate. We thought that we were going to grow and die pretty close together, travel together, did different things together, and we were not able to do those things. And we could not understand how this could happen. But look at you now. Some of you have gone 5 or 6 more years since your spouse has passed away. And God has walked you through each step of the way, the way that you didn't think that you could walk and travel. But God got you through it in spite of. He gave you friends, family, resources, next chapter. Even though you couldn't understand, but God still showed you that he said he will never leave you or forsake you. And he did it. Look back now. You didn't think that you was going to even move from the year one, get through it. But God got you, always had your back, walking right beside you one day at a time. Just know that the next chapter in your life can still be happy. It can be a happy one. And you've seen, you've spent time, more time, maybe with your grandchildren, friends, church members, neighbors, during this time, and met different people, to knowing that what they went through, what you're going through, are gone through, that those resources and people are there for you to get you through this time in your life. And many of you did not want to face the next chapter in your life. And I think that's when Sheila and I began this ministry, I can't remember how we came up with the next chapter. Sheila probably came up with this title. But it's a perfect title for a ministry, because there is a next chapter in our lives. Even if it's not through death, it's the next chapter in our lives. We got to face whatever we're going through and knowing that we're going to get through it one day at a time. And God is still walking beside us. And going back to the title, the next chapter. We all have next chapter in our lives. Kids have next chapter in their lives as they continue to go to school and decide what they're going to do in their life once they go to college. Those are next chapters. as we grow older, their next chapters, every change that we make, every accomplishment in life is the next chapter. And we just have to believe that God is always there with us in spite of whatever we may be going through. He will never leave you or forsake you. And I am definitely a witness to that, because these 13 years, making sure that this ministry go on, and we hope that we are there for you. The Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry that we say embraces widows. We also embrace not just widows sometimes. We embrace other losses. And we are glad that we are here and we have been there for you and given you whatever comfort that you need in this time in your life. And we hope that this purpose that God has given us to exemplify love to you and regular encouragement on information that you need during this time, prayer, guidance, gathering, having fun, laughing again, all of those things is the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. And we are trying to make sure that we honor widows that are widows indeed, even their children. So this ministry was put together by two ladies doing God's will. And we just want you to know that anything that we can do to help you to get through the first year, the second year, the third year, and on, we'll be there for you. Because this ministry has been put together by God. And this next chapter in all of our lives is not always the way that we want to see it. I feel it. But just knowing that God will be there. He will never leave us or forsake us. He will encourage us and give us the strength that we need to get through each single day. There's so many things that are happening in this world, and we need each other. And we have to believe in God to know that in spite of, just like in this election, you know what I'm saying? The different Republican candidates, if we going to have one of those people to guide us, to lead us in this country, we definitely going to have to really depend on God. We got to depend on God totally for everything that we have to get through in life. Sometimes it's going to be hard and we can't understand why we're going through it. Sometimes we don't feel like going through it, but we can't give up. We've got to keep on pressing on, because God is able, and he will give you that strength that you need, encouragement that you need. I've been reading this book called Broken Things, and it says, if I can find it quickly enough, that the purpose of being broken. Everything that you go through has it has to be. There's a purpose of being broken. Jesus had to. Jesus was broken when he went to the cross. He didn't have to. He had a powerful and almighty God that he didn't have to go through all those things that he went through. But he had to be broken for us to see why he came on this earth. And the way he suffered, he had to show us his unconditional love. Yes, we are broken for a purpose. Because God has a purpose for each one of us. Each one of us were born for a reason. And for us, we all need to go through something. We got to be broken. So can we realize how good God is and how much he loves us. And just like it says, you have to have a test to go through a test to have a testimony. That is the same thing. We must be broken. But I'm going to, as I read this book, I would like to share more later once I finish reading it. Broken things, why we suffer. But we got to be strong. We got to keep holding on. We got to believe in Jesus Christ. We got to have faith. First, we have to have hope. Then we need to believe. And after we believe, we got to trust God in our walk. And as we continue to trust him, we will gain the faith that we need to be able to deal with any obstacle that comes in our lives. Even though that it doesn't always feel good, one thing, we're going to have faith that God is going to get us through this. And just know that as we do this, as we walk, we can walk baby steps. Each time as we go on, our steps will get bigger and stronger, just like a baby learning how to walk. Each day that baby learns how to walk, he or she gets stronger in their steps. And that's the way it is with us as an adult. When we go through these things, we've got to learn how to go one day at a time. It strengthens us to get through one at a time without the baby just continue to learn how to walk stronger and stronger. And one day, because he or she will wobble and not strong on their legs. But each day they get stronger and stronger and stronger. And that's how God will be walking with us, getting us through these different situations, stronger and stronger, just like that baby is learning how to walk and, you know, and finally she or he will get to be so good at it. And they will be stronger in their walk. And we need to get stronger in our walk. We must not give up on life while we're here on earth. We must continue to move forward because God didn't promise us that we will never have any type of circumstances, diversity, or tragedy, or anything in our lives. He did not promise that we will have, but he promises that he will be there for us. Through the expression, through thick and thin. He will never leave us or forsake us. So tonight, I just want to encourage you that keep walking like that little baby, because as you continue to move on, you will get stronger and stronger. So the next chapter, Widow's Ministry, is here for just that purpose, to help you to make those steps and you get stronger and stronger. And just look back. If it's been more than 1 or 2 years, God has gotten you through that time period. So just knowing that he's not going to stop. He's going to still continue to get you there where you need to be. And that is all I have tonight. Be encouraged in knowing that God loves you. And I wanted to read something from A Shelter from the Storm, but I'll save that for next week. Just knowing that at Bible study tonight, we had two verses, that we talked about. We had several that we talked about, but there's two that is amazing how I turned to these two pages, and both of those verses were there. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. John 10:11. That's Jesus. Jesus is our good shepherd. The other is being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. He will continue to be with you until Jesus Christ comes back. So just knowing that God loves you and the next chapter loves you too. Be blessed. Have a great evening and week. And tune in again next week, same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m. Good night.
I need somebody to prophesy with your body language. Just say,